You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
Yeah, so we got something today. Did you come up with it? Because you always come up with these funny
stories. Today is not me.
On the show. Talking about dates and people not paying bills and disappear. Yeah, going to the bathroom and they never come back.
Absolutely.
And you worry like, what's wrong? You have a tummy ache. And when you go to the bathroom, that person is nowhere to be found. But what I also find interesting about this story is that this person goes to a date and they ask this person, so can I order? They say, yeah, order whatever. Mm-hmm. And because being human beings, you want to order the best food in the world, not forgetting champagne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Which will cost you like $1,500, right? Because it's not your money. Kanti, this person is putting you in a beautiful trap. The next thing, when you have to pay the bill, that person is gone. And apparently this poor victim had to use their salary.
Yeah, they spent their rent money.
Yeah, their rent money.
Actually,
sorry.
To pay the bill.
When you pay your rent money, what do? You sleep outside? You don't sleep
no,
in your house.
No, you go talk to the landlord. Oh, poor thing.
But at the same time, why would you want to order champagne on the first date?
Exactly.
Guys, I think also...
There you go. There
people,
she goes.
No. I'm not protecting the woman, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, you're protecting the man.
I am. I think people go on to dates with the wrong idea. Mm. And I think that's where things get messed up. I don't know if she ordered first and then this guy was like, alo yang chwayela, and ran for the hills. Because sometimes you really like someone at face value. You go on a date with them, they behave badly.
Yeah.
You are like, Mara, what kind of behavior like this? And you go for the hills. So it could have really, really easily happened that way. I mean, Tinder is also, guys, it's a ground that you need to kind of, navigate with care.
Listen, my thing is, when you're meeting someone for the first time, right, even if they say order whatever you want to order, be that person.
Absolutely.
And, don't try and abuse their money and say, no, I'll order champagne. That time you've never even had champagne in your life. But suddenly, because someone is offering, then you decide to buy a bottle of champagne, then it backfires badly.
And you've never poured champagne for yourself. That's another problem.
Point, exactly.
And if you're ordering, the golden thumb, the golden rule, rather, it's always order something you can afford to pay. If that guy says, let's split the bill in half, you would be able to carry yourself.
Mm. 4,000.
Always order something that you can afford. First date's gone bad.
So, yeah, that's what we're talking about today. First dates, that what could possibly go wrong. My Tinder date left me with a 4K bill and I had to use my rent money to pay the bill. Ulaegile. Give us a call. Ulaegile, vele, you deserve it. Ulaegile. 063-688-0959 for voice notes. You can also call us 086-000-959. Glenn Skumba and Khomotso.
I think Khomotso is right. Oh. Never ever order something that you cannot pay with your own money.
Exactly.
Never ever go clubbing or go out where you can't buy yourself a drink.
Absolutely.
Or you can't pay for your drink.
Yes.
Mira, it has always been my rule from tertiary even to this day, as old as I am in my 40s, I never go out, even if it can be a coffee, and I'm not able to pay for that coffee.
Absolutely.
Because of if things don't go right, I want to be able to pay for my coffee and walk out.
Khomotso, since while you are singing, would you feel offended if a guy takes you out on a first date and takes you to Wimpy?
Yes, I would. I'm not gonna lie. I want to lie and say, oh, I won't. I mean, it's still a date. No, I don't want to go to Wimpy.
Unless it's for breakfast.
Yeah, if it's for breakfast and we're pulling through 100%. But if we're having supper, having supper at Wimpy? Why? Yeah. Why are we having supper at Wimpy?
So you wouldn't go to a fast food joint as for a first date?
First date? Guys, let's just like say money.
You would never go on a first date at fast food joint.
Ma'am, please answer the question. Thank you.
This is so horrid. I would go to some there are ones that I would not go to.
Like?
No, guys. I would not go to some, but some I would go to. And it's more or less the same budget. But I don't want to have a burger for supper. So any burger shop, no. Not because I hate the burger, but because I don't want to have it for supper.
And you're not a burger.
And I'm not a burger.
Okay.
Hey, let's fail. Wait. We have a call? Oh, we have a call.
Okay. Oh, no, we don't have a call because you and Skumba decided to have your own Oprah Winfrey.
Skumba, fail.
Figile.
It's a sharp Skumba. Good afternoon, team.
You better not be Mbalula.
I know that is odd. Good afternoon, team. I'd like to welcome you, Glenn Zito, on KFM.
Three weeks later. Oh wow! I even have an access card in fun.
talk to us. My man, fix up. My man, move around, we're losing you there.
Much better.
Talk.
Much better.
Yeah, I mean, I've been eating the Yislung, but first impression last.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if we are with date, you know, see, in the show, go to Pete Yonkin, to Pete Kimba. Can't laugh, we're not put by the same time.
It was what he was.
Yes, please. Pete, I'm going to show you the other.
No, I think we got the crux of what he was saying. Yeah. Have enough money if you're going to ask somebody out on a date. And I don't think he's incorrect. But to safeguard yourself as the person who's been asked on a date, make sure that you can pay your way as well.
Yeah. Listen, this guy, Uzodliwa Imali, strong.
Why?
Because already he's talking about when you're going on a date, make sure you've got your
what
in a row. You've
talking?
Got money. No,
what
I'm more concerned. I'm more concerned about females, to be quite honest, because I think that's something that we need to teach our kids, especially girls, our daughters, when they go out on dates, or even if they go clubbing. Like that previous caller who said, "Listen, whenever she goes out, she has enough money to buy herself this and this." And I think you need to get to a point where if someone buys you a drink, is it, are you just buying me a drink, or are there expectations? Because
it's guys, added value. It's not what you are depending on.
100%. 100%.
I mean, I just learned, like, I taught myself two things and I stick to it. If I go out with someone, I always order things or anything in my purse. But the best rule to have as a person, always mirror what the host is ordering. So, like, I mean, I will always go, I'll have what you having. That's it. Because I don't think someone will order steak, if you can afford it both, if we open me. But also, another thing, if the person settles the bill, you should tip. Mind you,
so with me, I went on a Tinder date, and while we were prepping for the date, I suggested Spur, and then the lady went on to suggest Tin and Tinder, and little did she know her Spur actually owes Tin and Tinder. And we got to Tin and Tinder, and guess what? It was actually louder than the usual Spur that you go to. So it was a class when it comes to dates. People must just do their research, and like you guys say, just stick to what you're able to afford and what you're comfortable with.
Skumba, thank you very much. I didn't know Homoto, she's still single. I'm available.
What is happening? What's happening?
WhatsApp
0636880959. Yes, she is single, and she doesn't want to have a bag.
Are next time we're going to single, Skumbadia single and mingle.
Yeah, well, my philosophy has always been single doesn't mean that we are starving.
Are you starving?
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
So, from a very young age, my mother also taught me whenever I went out on a date, she would make sure that I have my own money. So, that's how it has always been. Have your own.
Skumba no clan. Phela namu khomotso mozo khomotso nami ngifuna siye ku date naye mozo khomotso.
Awa, then mani kancane bafini. So manje kumele sibulawe indlala singadla ama croissant, sibulawe ama two slice.
namagwinye kasi ngoba singa afford. No. Ayisebenzi kanjalo. Baba kipa ama out we are order. Ipili nizoyibona mayiza. Nizodila nayo mayiza. Indaba zama rent nani sobuye sizibone. Yeke sozincintshe into ezimnandi manje ngoba sesicabanga amabhili. Hawu, why blue okay. Abo I blue it bazophuza nobani. Bazoyiblowa nobani le mali le. Le mali le ye I blue it. Mawumeme umuntu umkhipha ama out wazi ukuthi uyo spend leso ayo nokhumuza ngafuna amabheka. Wenza kahle baby girl idla ama ribs.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.